I don't know what that was, but it's going to be our introduction. My name is Chris Johnson, and I know a dude named Sully, and I love Sully. He's a good friend of mine. I worked with him at the radio station, brought Sully into the voice classes as well, so Sully's a part of the agency. We chat often enough, and Sully sends me articles from time to time, just on various bullshit, you know, whatever the fuck's going on out there. He sent me an article recently from the New York Times. It was about Trump and like the way people react to him on both sides. It was like, I can't remember if it was a fucking editorial or what the fuck it was specifically, but it was about people who support him that were just bitching about people treating them like shit for supporting them. You know, typical fucking buffoonery. You know, the shit you see on fucking Facebook every day. But there was a piece in that fucking article that really stood out that I want to fucking just yammer about. And this one guy was bitching that nobody's fucking him because he likes Donald Trump. I want to start right there. I want to know when you're bringing that up. Are you rolling around taking your clothes off and then just saying like, oh, by the way, before I put the Jimmy hat on, I want to tell you that I'm a Trump supporter. Because if you fucking did that, I'm pretty sure she's going to be turned off, not by the fact that you like or dislike the current president, but that you two are about to fuck and you decided before you inserted that you had to tell her your political beliefs. That's the turnoff, douchebag. Jesus Christ. There's question number one. Question number two, you can't find any Trump supporters to fuck? Or are they ugly? I don't have like a cross-section of people who are super into or super not into Trump, but I'm pretty sure you can fuck some of them. The guy went on to say like, he was talking about like Tinder. And I'm sure most of you know what Tinder is. Tinder is that fucking app where you go to fuck. You know, swipe right, swipe left. On a side note, I just looked up Tinder on my phone and I found out that a guy fucking got banned for life for calling his match a cunt. Wait a second here. You're on an app whose sole purpose is to set you up with somebody to fuck. But if you say the word cunt, now you're going a little bit too far. You can show her your penis and maybe stick it in her ass and her mouth, but you better not say the word cunt or you're fucking banned, sir. We're not going to let you use this app to fuck other people. That's mighty white of you, Tinder. Tinder calls itself a dating app. That's horseshit. Tinder is a fucking app. Nobody uses Tinder to date. They use like Match.com to date. Or, I don't know, go outside, say hello to a lady and date. Tinder's not a dating app. Tinder's a fucking app. Like literal. The literal meaning of that. So like, if you're on Tinder, why do you have your political beliefs on Tinder? I'm confused about that. If I'm going to be on Tinder, which I'm not, but maybe I am, but let's just say I'm not putting any political shit on there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to fucking lie about myself on Tinder. I'm going to be a fucking super spy. I'm going to be a fucking geophysicist. I'm going to be a fucking author. I'm going to be an exciting individual. I'm not going to be some dickhead that works in insurance that used to be on the radio during sports every fucking day. That shit's boring. I am that. I'm that every fucking day. I don't think I'm boring, and I'm pretty happy with my fucking life, but I gotta spice some shit up. I'm not gonna fucking do that if I'm going on fucking Tinder, is all I'm saying. This guy apparently is like, look, I wanna fuck you, and here's my profile, and here's my picture, and here's my penis, and oh, by the way, I support this president. Kind of coming off like a douche. All politics aside, don't put your political beliefs on Tinder. People looking for a quick fuck don't want to hear about that shit. How deep are you looking on Tinder if you can't find anybody to fuck you? And if you lie, how are they even gonna fucking know about it? Like, if I say I'm a spy, if I say I'm like fucking James Bond, like 007, I show up with a fucking tuxedo on, and maybe I'll buy like a laser pointer and attach it to my fucking watch so it look like I got some secret spy shit going on. Like, hey, look at this. You want to get going here. And I'm going to be fucking three thrusts in and halfway done at that point by the time she realizes that I'm a fucking phony. And by that point, we're going to finish. You know what I mean? We're in too deep. It doesn't matter at that point. I'm not going to fucking see her again. You're using Tinder to fuck. How can you not find somebody to fuck because of your political beliefs? I don't believe that at all. I find it very hard to believe that all Trump supporters are fucking single. Or that they're not going to fuck you. I think maybe you're just a dick. Maybe that's it. Maybe nobody wants to fuck you because you're a dick. And you're hiding behind Donald Trump. I find people who are super into politics very weird. I don't like hanging around those people. I can't imagine that every single like decision that you make is like based around politics. Like, I got to find somebody to fuck, but they must be a Republican. I got to be honest with you. I'm not fucking Republicans either. You know why? Because you're a fucking Republican and you're super into politics. That's what I'm staying away from. I'm staying away from people who are super into politics. I'm not fucking any hardcore Democrats either. Although I think stereotypically, hardcore Democrats would be a better lay than a hardcore Republican. Aren't hardcore Republicans like abstinence only and all that shit? Isn't that what conservatives are? That's what I think they are. I took a lot of fucking calls when I was working at the radio station from people that fucking hated sex. I can't be with anybody that believes no sex before marriage, any of that shit. You kidding me? You're gonna fucking test drive that Cadillac before you go out in it. She might look great, but if she's got a fucking wizard sleeve down there, then what the fuck am I gonna do? I might as well just jerk off in the basement. If I had a basement. I think I'm getting a little bit too far down the rabbit hole at this point. Probably a good time to stop. We can talk about dating and fucking and online and all that shit another day. Maybe another Sunday or Wednesday. Because that's when I update the podcast. It's on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. The big three. But it's other places as well. You can listen wherever the fuck you want. And you can follow me on Twitter. Tell me about all your hot dating encounters on Tinder. @JohnsonHateYou.